Dr. Joseph said low-level activity was recorded at the La Soufriere volcano in the last 24 hours. She said the volcano is still in the post-eruptive stage where activity continues to decline.
We continue to see the same pattern being held in terms of low-level activity with, very small, only a few small earthquakes in the last 24 hours, persistent steaming from the crater when it's visible, the sulfur dioxide is still being emitted. Yesterday we did a traverse, the results of which hasn't been processed just yet, but in general, we are still in that pattern of post-eruptive behavior where things are just steadily declining. In terms of activity, it's steadily declining.
According to Dr. Joseph, there is no communications at FANCY, which means that the team has to physically journey there to retrieve information. She said that information was previously retrieved automatically before the station was damaged by the eruption.
For us to get to FANCY, with our station there, as I had mentioned before, we have a continuously monitoring GPS station there. In order to retrieve the data at the moment, we have to do that by physically going. The station was once telemetered, so that data was being retrieved automatically, but because we don't have any communications on that side just yet, and that's being explored in terms of what might come up. There's no internet or any sort of communication that's possible at the moment. We will have to continue, going to that site physically to get the data.
Dr. Joseph said people living in the red zones may continue to feel the effects of lahars and ash for months or even years. She is therefore encouraging people to put coping mechanisms in place to ensure that they remain safe.
We prepare ourselves for the hazards of ash and pyroclastic flows and so on, but learning to cope with the ongoing months of maybe years of lahars, is a whole different scenario where people will have to prepare themselves for periodically being possibly marooned. And when I say marooned, I mean just temporarily cut off from public, access to roadway to be able to get in and out. And until the authorities clear these areas when there is heavy rainfall. So, coping strategies like, having enough supplies at home that might last you for a few days until you can get out, knowing that if there's rainfall expected or if you see the rain start to come, you stay away from river valleys. Of course, there will be no rebuilding in certain areas once the authorities have demarcated the areas safe and away from rivers and riverbanks. These sort of things.
That was head of the La Soufriere monitoring team, Dr. Ursula Joseph. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufriere volcano update.